Here with longtime Bills long snapper Reed Ferguson. Now, Reed, you're the longest tenured Bills player on the roster, I believe, since 2016, right?
That's right.
That was your rookie season.
Yeah, 2016.
Just wanted to get your thoughts about just memories of Highmark Stadium. You've played in that stadium more than anybody on the team. Just what kind of stands out to you about the stadium and just the lore of it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think a few games here and there definitely stand out. But I think it's the fans play a huge part in that, right? Celebrating there early for warm-ups, getting to chat with people on the sidelines. I think some of my favorite things to do, like my parents will come to games, come down in the front row. I'll go over there and visit with them and then end up chatting with people, that are either sitting next to them or, hanging out there next to them and meeting somebody new every week, taking some pictures, just meeting fans is one of my favorite things about game day. But I think just the special moments that I have been a part of in that stadium. I think of a few, a few game winning field goals, big playoff wins, playoff. I think the Colts game, first home playoff win in a long time. The next week against the Ravens, 6,500 people in the stands, like sounded like it was a full stadium. Terrence pick six, you think of the DeMar right at the week after, DeMar incident. Naeem Hines taking two kickoff returns to the house, like that's probably the loudest I've ever heard the stadium. So, sharing those moments with the fans, I think is some of the things that stick out the most to me.
I mean, one of the oldest stadiums in the NFL. I mean, you've been there since 2016. When you first got there, you first had first practice, your first game. What stood out to you right away, not knowing much about Buffalo, whatever you knew about Buffalo when you first got here?
I think I don't want to say the same thing I just said, but the dedication of the fans, seriously. Coming from when I, coming here in 2016, I had just finished 4 years at LSU. Great college town, super passionate fan base, tailgating atmosphere, and you come here and I'm like, wow, this kind of feels like, in a good way, feels like a college town. People love the team, they live and die for the team, and tailgating atmosphere is awesome to see. I love driving down Big Tree on a game day and seeing everybody, fires going, grills going, people walking into the stadium with the Zubaz and the Bills jersey on. It's great. It's kind of setting the tone for game day. I think that kind of I don't know if that answered your question, but
I know that you've played with a lot of different teammates over the years, but I mean, is there anybody in particular that just you loved watching just play in front of that crowd? It could be a former teammate, could be a current teammate. I know Josh is a pretty good answer, him just recently being the MVP, but anybody in particular stand out for you?
Definitely Josh, creating some of those special moments seemingly every quarter, every week. But, Diggs was a lot of fun, a lot of special moments with Diggs. Shady. A lot of good moments. I would say Micah and Poyer, Lorenzo a couple of years ago. So definitely a few names over the years that you can look back. Kyle Williams, his pregame speeches and stuff like that. Just being a part of kind of the tail end of his career and kind of seeing him get to be sent off in a great light with the fans and stuff. So I would say that's probably a handful. I know there's definitely more, those are a couple that stick out.
It's interesting from your perspective because you're certainly not an every down player going out there and taking part. You get to see a lot during games. Yep. I mean, take us through maybe some of the crazier things that you've seen, from your perspective on the sidelines in that stadium that kind of will stick out to you no matter where you're playing here.
I always tell people I'm as much of a fan as I am anybody else in the stadium, right? Like you just said, I am 15, 20 minutes in between every time I got to go out and snap, sometimes longer than that. But, good grief. There's seemingly a infinite amount of plays that are running through my mind right now. But, I guess a few, long touchdowns, like I mentioned earlier, Terrence pick six, it sticks out. Some game-winning field goals. I'm thinking of, Josh throwing a 98-yard touchdown to Gabe in that Pittsburgh game a couple years ago. Like, just a few of those plays that stick out. But it's fun to watch. When we're on defense, I am like, you know, I have my helmet close to me, but I'm pretty much watching like as a fan, unless there's a pick six or something that happens where you got to rush out and get out there. But that's where I try to like kind of take it down a little bit. Like offense is on the field. Like I got to be ready, punt, field goal, like extra point, whatever happens. You know, we can score on any play. But I've really enjoyed like watching the defense over the years grow and, you know, like take advantage of opponents and like take over games when their number is called. So, I love watching the game as a fan just as much as anybody.
I'm sure you've interacted with a bunch of alumni and other players that have formerly played here with the team. What are some of your favorite stories you love to hear about the stadium as it is and just, you know, maybe the experiences some of your teammates or other players have had in that stadium?
I think, for as tough as the drought years were, some of my favorite stories to hear from friends and other people, neighbors and people that I've come across over the years have come from those years, right? Just one-off games, you know, beating New England, beating, you know, like others, you know, some of these other teams, Miami at home, stuff like that. There were some great games and like some really fun players that came through in those drought years. But and then some of the older folks I know that were a little older and around for the early 90s teams, people love talking about that era too. So it's Bills fans, I think, of all ages, there's no shortage of exciting stories to tell from any era of Bills football.
When I've talked to some of the Bills fans here today at training camp, I asked them the question of just like, if there's one thing in particular with that stadium, when it closes, when it's about to be torn down and you guys move into the new stadium, is there anything in particular that you want to take and keep in like your basement or something like that? I'll ask you the same thing. Anything from your perspective?
There are a few things I think definitely want to see if I can like snag a piece of turf, maybe a section number off the wall, try and snag one of the play clocks if I can. But there's a few things I have in mind that I'll keep close to the chest so nobody takes them.
All right, so with the new stadium, it's obviously going to open next year and you guys will be moving in. It's hard to believe that, you know, in a matter of 365 days that new stadium will be open and will be available for you guys. What are you looking forward to most with the new facility? I'm sure you've gotten the chance to go in there, maybe see what some of the progress is, and you hear about some of the facility stuff. I mean, what's most exciting?
I think sharing that experience with the fans. You know, I have personally never been a part of a new stadium. LSU expanded their stadium a little bit when I was in school, so I got a little taste of, a new part of a stadium. That's going to be such a fun and like fulfilling experience next year for fans and the players to kind of just see some of the new amenities that I guess are going to come with the stadium. I personally have not been over there yet. Okay. I'm trying to get over there probably after camp, but I am excited to kind of see the locker room and kind of the new training room and stuff that I've heard talked about being added to the player experience side of things.
So you've only been limited to just what they've been sharing on social media and everything?
Yeah. I just, I try to watch all the videos that they put out, and then I drive by it, you know, a ton, obviously, going to work every day. So, it's amazing to look at and see the progress, especially, seeing it kind of in chunks over the past 2 years since they've been at it. It's been pretty cool.